Hey, I'm glad that you guys are here this morning. I want to welcome all of you. My name is Pastor Zach. I have the honor and privilege of being the worship pastor here and the student pastor with our youth here in the church. And I love every bit of what I get to do here. I want to thank the pastor's wives. I don't know if they're in this room. You guys did awesome last week for Mother's Day. I know, yeah, you guys did awesome. We got a little bit of feedback, and I didn't know if any of us would ever be preaching again. So we are so happy just with what happened last week, and it was just such a blessing to hear from you guys. Before we dive into our message this morning, before we do anything, I want to honor our graduates. Today's a graduation Sunday, so we like to just make sure we honor them. Before service, there was a picture loop running. After service, that will be running again. You'll get to see that. I'm just going to read y'all's names. We have 7 high school students that graduated. Alyssa Warren, Bree Anglin, Chris Heffernan, Titus Shores, Jackson Law, Karina Steinspring, and Ethan Strecker. Let's give it up for these guys. Yeah. Yeah. And one more I just want to mention. Michaela Carroll. She is a volleyball coach, and she is an art teacher at the high school. She just finished her master's program, and she got a 4.0, 2 kids, full-time job. She crushed it. So, Michaela, great job. Yeah. Awesome. Hey, I know not all the graduates are here. If you are here, and Titus, this includes you with your crutches, if you don't mind standing if you're one of our graduates, go ahead and stand. Titus, you can stand. Ethan, you're here. I think Alyssa's in the back. Karina's here. Yeah, stay standing. Stay standing real quick. I don't know where Bree went. Bree ran away. Her and Riley were just in here. That's okay. If you're close to them, I just want to pray for you guys. If you are near them or around them, if you'll just lay your hands on them, don't knock Titus over here, guys. Lay your hand on them. If you're not near them, you can just kind of stretch your hands out towards them. If you want to come up by any of them, if you're like, hey, I want to move across the room and make sure I can get close to them, no problem. Run over to them. And just want to pray for you guys and that God would bless you. Let's pray together. God, I'm so thankful for the time that I've had with these students. The conversations, the tears, the hugs, the games, the everything. And I am just honored that I got to be a part of their stories, of their lives. And God, they're moving into a new chapter. Some are going to be here. Some are going to be far away. Some are going to be in a house, an apartment, a dorm room. And Lord, I pray a blessing on them. Lord, help them to remember you. God, help them to follow you with everything coming in life. All the school, all the friends, all the fun, everything that's going to happen. Help them to remember you. And Lord, I pray that you would keep them. God, you would hold them near and dear to your heart. Lord, that you would protect them from the attacks that the enemy is going to throw at them. When they walk out of their home, the enemy is ready to go. And Lord, I pray that you would protect them. Help them in whatever city they may be in to plug into a church immediately. God, bring in conversations that they can connect with someone and immediately get into a body there and be in community to help them be protected, to help them stay plugged in. Lord, I'm thankful for them. And Lord, we send them out, but we do that with your blessing. And we are here as a church and as a community to receive them when they're back in the summers and the winters. We're here for phone calls, FaceTimes, text messages to encourage them, to support them, to pray for them. And I pray that they would know that. We declare that as a church, that we are here as a foundation for you to stand on. And Lord, pray for them and bless them. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give these guys one more hand. And you get embarrassed now. Bree is in the purple sweatshirt. She left during the whole graduation thing, but it's okay. We'll clap for you. We prayed for you while you were gone. Just for you to know. Hey, after church, we're going to have ice cream too. Just to have ice cream for the seniors, so for the graduates. So there'll be ice cream after church. And the pictures will be on the screens again. It's super fun to see everything, you know, different parts of their lives. Okay, we get a pickup in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Like my wife said, are we done yet? Next week we will be. I just want you to know, I'm letting you know early. Pastor Jim will close us next Sunday in chapter 12. But today we have chapter 11, and I love it. It lines up with our graduation Sunday because in a couple of the verses, Solomon says, you who are young, here's what you need to do in your youth. So there's going to be parts of the message today where I'm going to stand like this and I'm going to talk to you guys, because Solomon's going to specifically speak to you. But for all of us in this room, if we're younger, if we're older, if we consider ourselves youth, wherever we're at, there's always someone younger in our lives, right, that we can influence, that we can impact. Maybe it's a child, maybe it's a grandchild, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a niece or a nephew, someone we can disciple. So the principles that Solomon is presenting today, some of them are just for our youth here, but that's okay. Take that and take it into your homes. Take it into your workplaces. Take it to your families, your friends, your neighborhoods, right? And apply it in those places. So let's dive in. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 7. Here's what it says. It says, light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say everyone in this room enjoys sun more than cloudy days. So let's say like 80 degrees and sunny, or 55 and cloudy and rainy. I'm going to say most of us would enjoy the sunny days, right? We get the vitamin D, we get happy, we enjoy those days. We enjoy the energy and the light from the sun. 2 weeks ago, and Mark, you can throw that picture up for the family. 2 weeks ago, my family and I, we got to drive down to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and Piper is on the left. Let's see, I'll make sure. Piper's on the left, she's 2, and Oliver is 5 there in the front. We did have to bribe him. Okay, we bought him something from the souvenir store so he would smile for the pictures. Just for you to know, I'm admitting that as a parent. Okay, we did bribe him, but it worked, so that's okay. And it was so funny. We were so excited. We'd been planning this for months, and about a week before, we got on the radar to see what was the weather going to be like, right? And it was cloudy. And my wife looks at me and she goes, "Should we cancel?" Like, she was ready to not go. If there's no sun, we're not going. I mean, this is probably 5-7 days before. She says, "We're not going. Let's not do the vacation." Because we love sun. Just for you to know, it rained a half of a morning. It was sunny the rest of the time. We had a complete blast while we were there. But we all love this idea of sun. And it also illustrates, we love the idea of the daytime and the days that we have. And he's going to contrast that in verse 8. Let's pick up in verse 8. Here's what he says. When people live to be very old, let them rejoice in every day of life. Really, and I would say in the sunshine there. You can kind of add that. In every day that you have sun, every day that you have life. But let them also remember there will be many dark days. Everything still to come is meaningless. So we're really encouraged here, right? Like, I want to get this on, like, our mantle in our house. It would be something like this picture here. This is what it reminds me of. It's like home sweet home, right? And here's Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 8 right there. But the instruction is clear, at least to me. Here's what he's trying to say. He says, our days are limited, so enjoy them. Enjoy the time that you have. I remember when Oliver was born, the first 6 months, my wife would say probably longer, were not the most enjoyable. They were really hard times. And we had a friend of ours quote this to us, and I love what she said. She says, the days are long, but the years are short. The days are long, but the years are short. And that literally helped us get to the next day because we were so exhausted and we were so tired. And she said, it's okay, the days are going to be long, but in a couple of years, you'll look back and say, man, where did time go? And how true is that? We do that with everything, though, right? We can't wait for graduation. Can't wait to get our license. We can't wait to move out. We can't wait till 5 o'clock on Friday, right? Can't wait for the weekend. Can't wait for the summer. And we kind of live in that constant state of, I can't wait for what is next. And then years down the line, what do we say? Man, where'd the years go? Look, where'd our time go? Because it goes so fast. So he encourages us. Solomon doesn't do that very often. He encourages us and instructs us, enjoy your time on earth. It is a blessing. But with Solomon's instructions and encouragement, we almost always get a warning. And the warning here is there's dark days coming, right? There's dark days. Everything is meaningless. Time is fleeting. That's what your future is. And I read through lots of different things this week just studying for this, and there's really three options here. We don't exactly know what does dark days stand for. We don't really know, but there's three options. And I think all three of them are good, and I think they all matter. The first one is hardships. The days might be good right now. Days might be sunny right now. But at some point, there's going to be some clouds. There's going to be some wind and some waves on the water, and there's going to be hardships. There's going to be trials. There's going to be adversity in life. And those sunny days that we have help us endure through those dark days. The second thing he might be talking about would be that of old age. You know, enjoy the years we have while we're younger, because as the body ages, it seems to get a little bit harder, right? You can't lift what you could lift. You can't go where you could go. It takes a little bit longer maybe to get ready or to get here or to do this. I'll even tell you, for me, I'm 33 years old, and when I ride a roller coaster, I wonder if I have enough life insurance. Like, I get scared. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make it off of this. And when I was younger, I thought riding a roller coaster, I'd conquer the world. And now I'm like, I don't know why I'm on this. Like, I don't know why I'm at this theme park. The third option that the dark days that he's talking about could mean is that of death. Hey, your days are numbered. Your days of sun, your days here on earth are numbered. Death is imminent. It's in the end. We don't know how many days we get. We don't know how many years we get. But the days that we have, the years that we have, enjoy those while you have them. And here's what I would say, regardless of which one of these he's referencing, if it's that of hardships, if it's that of old age, if it's that of death, I think the instruction is all the same. Enjoy life while you can. Enjoy life while you can, because the future holds, here's our encouragement, trials, old age, and death. There's our encouragement for the morning. That's what the future holds. So enjoy our time. This is when Solomon kind of takes a turn. And I'm going to take a little turn for you guys and talk to you a little bit more. Here's what he says in verse 9. He says, young people, it's wonderful to be young. And I will pause here. I don't know what young, like, we don't have like a time. Maybe young is up to 30. Maybe it's up to 40. Maybe it's only to 20. I don't know. You decide what category you're in. But just know, he just says, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want and take it all in. But remember, you must give an account to God for everything you do. And what I would say to you guys, enjoy the energy, enjoy the late nights, enjoy the parties, the time with your friends that you're going to have. Enjoy the heights on the roller coasters. That ends at some point. It's no longer fun at a certain age to ride roller coasters. And for you guys, there are things that you can do, and I know there's youth around this room, so I'm trying to make sure I hit all this. There are things that you can do right now that you can't do when you're older. And there's also things you can do as an adult that we can do that you guys aren't allowed to do. You know, there are people you can spend time with right now that you won't get to spend time with later. There are people, the mission field that you're in your high school, you don't get those 4 years back. You don't get to spend those 4 years with that group of students, teachers, coaches, mentors. That ends at some point, right? And you have a limited amount of time with the people that you have the time with right now. So I wouldn't say, and this is what Solomon is saying, enjoy that time, because at some point that time ends. I remember in high school, I loved Saturday nights. Every Saturday night looked pretty similar for me. I stayed the night at my friend Nelson's house, stayed up all night long playing Xbox. We'd play Madden all night, probably 2, 3 a.m., go to bed. Then we'd wake up at 10. At 10 o'clock, started all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy at Hardee's. If you like Hardee's, they have good biscuits and gravy, by the way. And we would do that, and then church started at 10:30. That was every Saturday night, and that was every Sunday morning for me in high school. And I would, you know, they use this term, those were the days. Those days are behind me. I'm not going to go stay at Nelson's house again. I might eat biscuits and gravy again, just so you know. I might do that again. I like that. All you can eat biscuits and gravy before church. We should try that sometime here. But those days are behind me. Those memories, those experiences are something that I am not going to get to do again. And I know not all of our guys are here, but those were the nights with the boys. When you say the boys at youth group, they all start chanting, boys, 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 boys. And they get real excited. Like you know, that's like their whole thing. So those were the nights with the boys. And I want you guys to hear this from me. If I could go back, if I had one more year in high school, obviously I loved Saturday nights. I loved all the time I got in my youth group. But I wouldn't go back for the boys. I wouldn't go back for the late nights. I wouldn't go back for the biscuits and gravy. They were very good. I would go back so that I could have another year to share the gospel with my classmates. And I remember when I graduated, being at a CIY event that summer and looking back and realizing I couldn't go and talk to that student again. I couldn't go talk to that teacher again. I couldn't go talk to that coach again. Like, my time had ended. And I wish, if I could go back, that's what I would do for one more year. I would spend one more year sharing the gospel with that group of people, because that group of people, once it ends, you go to new phases of life, and you're not able to share with them. And so that would be my encouragement for you guys. And I think for all of us, all the adults in the room would agree, there are things we could change if we went back. There are things we would change. If you went back to high school, you would do something different. You went back to college, you would do something different, right? For some of us, go back to yesterday, we might do something different. But we look back and say, man, those times, they were limited. So take it in while you have it. Enjoy it while you have it. Experience all the fun, all the things that you can. But don't forget this. The fun that you have, the actions, the things you're doing, they're laying a foundation for your future. They're laying a foundation upon which your life is being built, decision after decision, moment after moment. Here's what verse 9, again, we have to remember this. But remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do. You reap what you sow. That's something we hear a lot. There's actions, or there's consequences for your actions. That's something we also hear a lot. Your time as a youth, your time when you're younger, the fun that you have, it builds a foundation that shapes your future. And I would ask you right now, what's that future look like? What do you want that future to look like if you're a student here in this room, right? I had a buddy growing up that I was real close to. I mean, my first memory in my head right now that I can think of, being on the playground at elementary school. So I've known him for a very long time. Even then, he was faster than me. It still makes me mad that as I talk about that. But he was like the epitome of the best. He was, if you were a high school boy, this is who you wanted to be. He was taller. He was bigger. He was muscular. He was tan. Titus, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about someone else. I just making sure you're not. He was athletic. He was everything that you kind of wanted as a boy. He was it. He was smart, got good grades. And he did this all without trying, which that was the frustrating part. He was what someone call a genetic freak, where it didn't necessarily matter how much time and effort they put in. They were still going to look and be the way that they were. Now, if they put that time and effort in, it would make that better. But he didn't even need to do that. He was just this specimen of a person growing up. Specimen maybe is the right word there. In high school, as a freshman in high school, he got to play on the varsity team, seniors, all the big games as a freshman in high school. And then sophomore, junior, senior year, he started both ways, offense, defense, played some special teams. He was always on the field, and he was awesome. I mean, his future was college football. That was his future, go and play college football. And I can tell you right now, if he did put the effort in, the time in the weight room, the time with his nutrition, all of that, he would have played Division I football. I'm 100% honest. I guarantee he would have played college football. But here's the deal. He never lived up to that potential because of the decisions that he made as a youth in junior high, in high school, the decisions he made then. And I actually just looked the other day. I was curious. Right now, he's currently out on parole after spending 2 of his 8-year sentence for a home invasion, breaking into someone's home and attacking them. He should have been the best college football player that year, 4 years later. Instead, he's at home checking in with the police and trying to figure out where his life is going, because the the decisions that he made, the foundation that he built, and now he's living in that future that he kind of created for himself. You know, you can't, this is a saying I found, you can't expect to sow one's wild oats and then have everything go well. And students, you're all over this room, I know this, you're meant to enjoy life. You're meant to experience it all. God created the things of this world for all of us to enjoy. You're meant to chase after all of that. But all of that is done within the context of godly living. God says, hey, go and enjoy and do everything, but remember me while you do so. Remember me. I love what Charles Spurgeon says. He says this, youthful sins lay a foundation for aged sorrows. Let me read that one more time. This is from Charles Spurgeon. Youthful sins lay a foundation for aged sorrows. I will tell you this, though. If my buddy walked in right now and sat right here, here's what I would read to him. Romans chapter 5, 8 and 9. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, right? While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Just know this, our actions have consequences. The earthly consequences that we get, a lot of times, we're not going to be saved from those. We're going to have to deal with those. But we also know that God loves us in that sin, through that sin. Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. And I would remind him of that if he were here today. I wouldn't remind him of the bad he's done. I would remind him of the good that God has done. I want you guys to know that. Solomon keeps going. Here's the last verse that he gives this morning in chapter 11. This is how he concludes the chapter. So refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth with a whole life before you is meaningless. Back to that word. Back to that just encouraging word. We're 11 chapters in. He's still hitting that word and using that. I like what the New American Standard Version, the second half of that verse, here's how it says it. Because childhood and prime of life are fleeting. So another term for meaningless is this idea of fleeting is that it's kind of like smoke. Like you try to grab at it and it's gone. Like you can't catch it. It just is moving. It's fleeting. It's getting away from us. That's this idea here of meaningless. Saying youth, while it lasts, have fun. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. And enjoy the time that you have. And I would say that applies to all of us, right? Solomon saying, hey, take care of your mind, your mental health, take care of your physical health, and enjoy the days that I've given you here on earth. You know, a couple weeks ago, for some reason, hair keeps getting mentioned in our church. And it does. So I thought I would continue the trend. As I was studying for this, my eyes jumped off the page. I'm studying it, and it just says, hey, one of the words used here in verse 10 for youth or childhood, the Hebrew word can also mean black hair. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go with that. And I had my wife, I can't lie about this. I woke my wife up at 6:15 this morning and asked her to cut my hair because someone said I had gray hair this week. So I wanted to make sure that I fit the youthful idea this morning. And I said, can you please get up? I don't know what I'm going to owe you after this, but I need to get the grays out before service starts. I want to be a part of that youth that he talks about there. You know, I am at an odd age. I'm 33, so I'm kind of in between. I'm not retirement age. I'm not still in junior high or high school. And, you know, regardless of anyone's age in this room, the principles that Solomon presents to us this morning, the instructions, the warnings, they're all the same. He says, rejoice for every day the Lord gives us. Every day, every breath, every time we wake up is a day that God has given us here on this earth, so we should enjoy it. The second principle that all of us can take with us, to enjoy life but within the context of godly living. Remember me. That's the word that I like to use, that phrase of remember me while you're out enjoying the things you enjoy. Remember me. And then the final thing he says, and remember, we all will someday give an account for our actions. Martin Luther, he says this, there are 2 days on my calendar, this day and that day. And that day is referring to Judgment Day. And so for him, that was his life, remembering someday he would give an account. So he says, there's 2 days on my calendar, this day and that day. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, but this day and that day. So just as we're wrapping up this morning, here would be my question for you students. Here would be my question for all of us in this room. Is how will you spend your days? What will your days look like? And for those that are students, those that are youth, I hope that all the fun you want to have, all the singing, the dancing, the late nights, if maybe we're older, I'm including myself in that, even with the haircut, earlier nights, I love earlier nights now, 9:30, 8, 8:30, that's fine, I love all that, amens, there we go. I like those nights, those are the blessings on my end, is getting those early nights in, but enjoy that time. But remember that the choices right now are laying a foundation for your future. And what does that foundation look like? That's something for you guys to just to think about. Is that foundation built on Jesus? Is that foundation built on the cross? Or is it built on something else? In 1834, Edward Mote penned these words, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean trust on Jesus' name." How will you spend your days? And on whom will you build your foundation? Let's pray. God, thank you so much for Ecclesiastes. What a challenging book. What a book that really just kind of hits us with some punches and gives us some reality. But Lord, help us today to remember to enjoy the days we have, Lord. We know that days are going to be hard. We know that we age every day. We know that dark days are coming. The sun's not going to be here. All the things are going to happen, hardships and death in the end. But God, you've given us these days as a blessing. And we also know that once this is all over, we get the blessing of heaven. We get the blessing of being in your presence at all times, worshiping you. Lord, help us right now. Help these students right now. Lord, as they're going into 7th grade or 8th grade, they're going into college, or maybe they're about to get married, they're maybe about to start a new job, whatever it is, that their decisions are laying a godly foundation for a future that honors you. Lord, I pray that over them, that their foundation right now is built on the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, Lord. I pray that for them. Lord, help us to honor you with our days. Help us to remember you with our days. And Lord, I pray that you would give us that strength, God. We can't do it on our own. If it's up to us, we can't make it. Lord, we need your help. We need your blessing and your strength. God, we thank you for another day. I thank you for another day with this group of people. They are just a blessing and love being here with them. And God, bless us as we go out into our weeks. Monday's coming. The jobs are back. Some people have school, some don't. But Lord, the week's here. Help us to honor you in our week. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you guys. The graduate pictures will be on the screen. And there is ice cream in the lobby. I can see it in the cooler. Go enjoy some ice cream. Encourage some of our graduates. And have a great week.